The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome back to the series predictions episode. Terry and Jeremy still with me here. The Boston Red Sox wrapping up a four-game set with the Rangers dropping the last three going into this series in Baltimore with a 1-3 record. First game against the Orioles. Terry, Sean Newcomb, Cade Povich, who do you have going for the win?
I'm going to go with the Boston Red Sox here. It's kind of a wild card game. They're both back end type guys for each team. But, you know, this is a Red Sox team that really wants to turn the tide after an ugly start in Texas. I think Bregman can kind of keep the line going. I'm not sure if Devers is going to figure it out quite this quick. If he can just get on base one way or another, that would be great. But this would be a great series for Casas to wake up, Wong to kind of get himself in gear, and then the young kids seem to have some momentum right now. So I'm going to give the edge to the Red Sox. Am I supremely confident? No, I'm not.
After one series, Baltimore's offense is really good. The Sox are not, but the Sox are pitching pretty well, and the Orioles were really bad. 4.85 earned run average, opponents hitting 271. I know it's one series. The only thing I'm going to take on this game is the over 9.5 runs. But if you're going to make me pick a side, I'm going to go with the Orioles. I just think that the Red Sox have a lot of problems, a lot of people just not hitting. And it's certainly, baseball is a wonky game where it could certainly turn around in the flick of a switch. But I think I'm going to go with the Orioles as the Sox continue to struggle.
Yeah, sad but true. I'm going to stick with Jeremy on this one. I don't think that the Red Sox are going to get away with a bullpen starter to win the first one of this series. So for me, unfortunately, I have the Red Sox actually losing a fourth game in a row to drop to 1-4 to start the 2025 season that had such promise. Moving into game two of the series, Garrett Crochet against Zach Eflin. I don't think there's going to be any surprises here. Terry, go first.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick against Garrett Crochet. Like Jeremy said, the Orioles are off to a hot start. You know, they're third after one series with 10 home runs. The only two teams that have hit more are the Dodgers and the Yankees. They're hitting at a 273 clip right now with a 338 on base. If anybody can stop them dead in their tracks, I think it's going to be Garrett Crochet, who's looking to rebound off of not a terrible start, but not the dominant statement introduction a lot of Red Sox fans were hoping for. He only punched out four in that opening series against Texas, and I think he's going to attack this Orioles lineup, and the Red Sox will come away with this one.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Eflin was pretty good. Six innings, two hits, two runs, a walk and two Ks, got the win. I think this is going to be a really good game. I'm excited to watch this game Wednesday night. I am going to go Sox here behind Crochet, who I expect to be dominant.
There's absolutely no way on the planet that I'm picking against Crochet against Zach Eflin. Eflin had, I guess you could say, a better appearance to start the season, but I refuse to bet against Crochet, my Cy Young pick for 2025. So Red Sox now at this point, I'm presuming they're going to be 2-4, which is going to bring us to the rubber match here between Tanner Houck and Charlie Morton. Terry, who do you have winning this one?
This is a tough one. Houck wasn't great and Morton was worse, but I can't really take the Red Sox in a sweep here. I think Houck could potentially struggle with this lineup a little bit more than he did with Texas. I'm going to give the edge to the Orioles in game three, but I have the Sox winning the series 2-1.
Jeremy.
Yeah. The reason why I'm going to take the Sox, I do think Houck will bounce back, but I'm not taking the Sox for that reason. I'm taking because 41-year-old Charlie Morton's pitching, who got absolutely smoked against Toronto, 3 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, 10.8 ERA. Again, I know it's only one start, but he's obviously at the very back of his career, and I think that's a guy that the Sox can get to.
I am not going to bet against Tanner Houck for the second time in a row to start the season. He's going to have to right the ship once, and Charlie Morton's 41 years old. I'm not expecting him to right the ship this year. In fact, I actually think that Charlie Morton's probably going to have his final season in the majors this year. I don't know if he's going to be able to rebound. Very few 40-plus-year-old pitchers can figure it out and make the adjustments necessary in order to kind of move on to the, you know, the next day. I just – Tanner Houck's more than 10 years younger, his junior. So I can't do it again. So I think the Sox are able to take 2 out of 3 in this series and find themselves 3-4 after game 7 of the regular season. Anything else you gents wanted to add? Yeah, T, go.
This is insane. Tanner Houck made 30 starts last season. How many against the Orioles?
6?
Well, I think based on your question, I'm going to go 0.
That's it. 0 times. I just find that crazy.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm just trying to
be one of those funny ones.
No, it was either going to be 7 or none, right? Camden Yards.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah. He's got good numbers in Camden Yards though. 2.25 ERA over his career. And last year was actually his best season of all, and he never even pitched there. So I might end up regretting that one. And if I get the other two right, then that would make it a sweep, but we'll see.
Absolutely. That is going to do it for the Bastards. Everyone have a great one. Take care.